From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors collected samples from Syria's Douma, city of Douma, on Saturday, 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there, followed by retaliatory strikes by Western powers on the Syrian government's chemical facilities. We get more now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the Obama administration launched U.N.-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown in 2011. North Korea's official agency, the news agency, says the country will never use nuclear weapons, nor transfer nuclear weapons, nor technology unless provoked. It's also halted missile tests effective Saturday. President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to a summit with Kim Jong-un. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Saturday that Islamic State militants have forcibly shut down telecommunications services in two districts of eastern Kunar province. Get more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News.